Rory O'Neill, I'm going to just be listening without many questions. I want you to kind of run through the latest on Hurricane Ian. I spoke with some brother-in-law, sister-in-law this morning early. They're south of Sarasota. They're in that lower area of warning. Tampa's in the highest area of a hurricane warning. This thing, you know, I think the next 24 hours is going to determine everything. But if it stays on track, I think they're talking about a direct hit in Tampa. Is that the sense in Florida?
Well, right. There are a couple of more emerging forecast models that show it could be coming ashore south of Tampa, which would be good for them. Not great for your relatives, I might add. But yeah, this thing, the story from the storm, I think, is going to be all about water. Yes, it's going to be a major hurricane, winds 125, 130 miles per hour. But still, the way this is whipping up, a storm surge of 8 to 11 feet that could inundate Tampa Bay, I think that's really going to be the story that we talk about days from now. You know, because it's 8, 10 feet of storm surge, so that's ocean water being pushed in on top of 2 feet of rainwater that's going to be coming down. There's just nowhere for all that water to go, and this storm is going to stall out after it hits Florida. You know, they're talking, we'll start feeling the effects of this tomorrow, lunchtime. It's going to be nasty in some spots, but this storm won't be leaving central Florida until Friday night. So this is going to be days and days of heavy rain.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes in these systems, people forget when the tail lingers and those rains just pile up. I think water could be the big problem here, it sounds like, the water surge, correct?
Yeah, it really is going to be all about the water. They have lots of evacuations in low-lying areas underway. People who live in mobile homes should be getting out, should be in the process of leaving. And anyone in a low-lying area has got to make other plans because 8 to 10 feet of water suddenly rushing up Tampa Bay will be devastating if this unfolds the way forecasters predict.
Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.